We are New York. Bernie and Sid in the morning. Talk Radio 77.
WABC.
It's a beautiful day. Sky falls, you feel like it's a beautiful day.
I don't know, I get goosebumps now hearing that song, especially knowing what they use it for over at the Maimonides Medical Center. Every time they discharge a patient that had been sick with the COVID-19, a.k.a. the Wu flu, they play that song. And it's a beautiful thing, and it is a beautiful day every time they do a discharge. Now, our next guest, he has served as president and chief executive officer of Maimonides Medical Center for 5 years. His name is Ken Gibbs. Under his exceptional leadership, the hospital has achieved countless accolades for its outstanding services, including its state-of-the-art cancer center, heart and vascular institute, and comprehensive stroke center, to name a few. Maimonides is ranked among the top 10 hospitals in the nation for clinical excellence, and that excellence has been on display during the COVID crisis, where Maimonides has been a national leader in battling the virus. Let us welcome back to the program. We're honored to have him, Mr. Ken Gibbs. Good morning, Mr. Gibbs.
Good morning, and thanks for playing our song.
Yeah, it's our pleasure and honor, I got to tell you, Ken. It's a beautiful thing. Listen, how are you and Team Maimonides doing?
We're doing all right, and we're actually entering a special time to share for all, which is that May is Nurses Month, and this year on Tuesday is the 200th anniversary of Florence Nightingale's birthday, the founder of modern nursing. And so actually 2020 is the International Year of the Nurse and the Midwife.
Wow.
And boy, does that make sense given what everybody's been going through.
And Mother's Day coming up on Sunday. Ken, tell us, all started back on March the 8th, so 2 months into this, the COVID-19 really tragedy here. And how have things changed now 2 months later? It seems like we're doing a heck of a lot better.
For sure. We hit a milestone yesterday. Our 1,000th patient recovered and safely discharged. And I would say the last 2 months since that March 9th, the first month was the surge. It took a month to hit peak volume. A month after that, 2 months in, we have less than half the peak patients. So we are truly at a different phase.
And can you take us through that current phase, Ken Gibbs from Maimonides Hospital? What is involved?
So first, just inside the hospital, there is tremendous change going on physically. We are in the process of renovating part of the emergency department. We've been closing ICUs. We had expanded 240 beds that were changed. We're now down to 90 changed beds. So we're changing our physical facilities to be able to ramp up to serve all those deferred patients who haven't been coming into the hospital.
I'm starting to figure out, Ken, I know it's a very hard question, and we ask it every day of the president, the governor, the mayor, and it may be impossible to answer. It's not going to stop me from asking it, Ken. So, I mean, do you see the end to this pandemic in sight?
The answer is, in the short run, no.
No.
That up to the peak was a surge. Think of it as we were all sprinters. Now we're all distance runners. And we have to have the self-discipline, keep the social distancing. I do think we're going to be opening up. This is a different period. There'll be steps back towards the way we were. But in this period, we're going forward with something different. It's not going to be an instantaneous change. We're going to grow into the change to the point where we're back, and it's going to take some real time.
President and CEO of Maimonides Medical Center in Brooklyn, Mr. Ken Gibbs. Mr. Gibbs, what are some of the things that have resonated with you during this unbelievable, incredible journey?
Have to always start with the team. I will never sort of forget the way people came together, and particularly all the people whose jobs changed and who had to confront fear and who came together as a team on the front line serving people. That resonated, but also the outpouring from the community. Folks like your listeners who were just unbelievably generous with us in so many ways.
You know, it's kind of a weird time in that, you know, we all go out at 7 o'clock at night. I live in Manhattan, so it's really loud where I live, Ken. People celebrate what you guys are doing every single day, and every other television commercial now celebrates that. So certainly there seems to be a lot of gratitude out there today, and it's deserved. And there's also a lot of anger. I'm one of those guys that I go from gratitude to anger in about 30 seconds because I really believe that with the numbers that you give us, Ken, and Patrick Porgan gives us, our other dear friend, there's no reason why we're not getting back to a sense. I know New York City's been hit hard, but a sense of normalcy. And it seems like this governor is nowhere near doing that. I think it's kind of taken away some of the gratitude that you guys, for you guys, which you deal with every single day, because a lot of us at this point, quite frankly, are pissed off.
People are frustrated, but, you know, taking care of yourself is hard work. It's discipline. And finding that path is not easy. Being cooped up inside is difficult. We have a no-visitor policy to keep people safe. That's very tough on patients and their families.
Well, I'm glad you brought that up. Are you going to be rescinding that anytime? Like my dad, for example, was just at a hospital in Queens. He's 87 years old. And believe me when I tell you, I actually considered running the risk of getting arrested. And I know you're going to kill people, all that nonsense, to go see my dad. Will you rescind that at any point soon, or is that also no time soon?
We follow the state's lead. I think it will get rescinded, but I think it will get rescinded as part of the opening up process. But we've done a number of things with a call center, with technology, to try and have connection with families because it's so difficult to be alone on your health care.
You know, Ken Gibbs from Maimonides Hospital, you mentioned nurses. They are the unsung heroes in normal times because people, I mean, they don't appreciate what they do. And by the way, the extensive learning, the curriculum that they have to go through and pass to become a registered nurse is incredible. It's like nothing else, you know, any other curriculum. It doesn't even come close. But in this particular crisis with the COVID-19, these patients essentially died alone because they couldn't have the aforementioned visitors. However, they weren't really alone because the nurses were there with them till the end for the most part.
Well, our staff has been phenomenal in that way. We have nurses. We also have a chaplaincy program. Our professionals are there to not only deal with the health need, but deal with the total emotional need of the patient as best we can.
I'll tell you, Ken, you're great at this. CEO and president of Maimonides Hospital, we love you people dearly. What you do for the 4 million people in Brooklyn every day is nothing short of amazing. All you folks. So we want to thank you, Ken, for doing a great job again today. Stay safe, stay healthy, keep coming back. Thank you, pal.
And thank you. One last message, which is that we treated non-COVID patients throughout. There are deferred needs out there. Everybody should be reactive. Active in communicating with their physicians and taking care of their health. Don't have it deferred. Be safe. Be active.
That's important.
Very important.
Very important.
Because a lot of people, they're of the opinion you can't at this time have those things attended to, but apparently you can, especially at Maimonides. Ken Gibbs, president and CEO of Maimonides Hospital. Again, our profound thanks and good luck to you, Ken Gibbs.
Thank you, gentlemen.